I'm sitting with Ted Farrell, the Chief Architect of Tools and Middleware at Oracle, and I wanted to ask you about what challenges are facing Java developers who have existing applications that they want to bring into, they're not in the SOA kind of architecture, but they want to bring them into a SOA kind of architecture.
Okay, yeah, we work with a lot of customers facing this problem where they've heard about the SOA architecture and the reusability and the dynamic applications and the composite applications. They like what they hear, but they really are sort of, you know, trapped at what's the next step, right? So after the slideware, where do you go? And I think working with them, what we really find is that it's a fundamental shift in thinking of really trying to separate out what used to be, you know, your code is written and your code would include some infrastructure to, you know, get the data and talk to the technologies, some actual functionality, and that functionality would include some business process. In the SOA world, it's really about trying to refactor that same overall goal, but refactor that so the infrastructure is in the base platform, and then you have services doing the functionality and business processes that are sort of using those services, wiring them together outside of that. So really the separation of business process from the service itself, while it sounds simple, isn't always the easiest thing to do, thinking back on the applications, because you know your applications the way they are now, which is sort of, that's a blend. And so going with customers through the exercise of separating those things has really been interesting and educational, both for them and for us.
Okay, so what are some rules of thumb or some ideas about how you can, you know, do that better?
And this is the hardest part, where anyone who asks me, you know, how should I do something, my question back to them, of course, is what kind of environment you're in. I think it really depends on the situation, the type of applications you have, the time involved, the reasons you're wanting to move. Is it something cool, or do you have a pressing business need? But I think one rule in general that we found very successful is start with a very small project and work on that. You know, make the mistakes, learn the technologies, and get a success done. I bump into customers a lot where they say, you know, I've been working on an 18-month, very slow-moving SOA project, and that's mostly because they tried to do too much, right? So I was just working with a bank in Europe. You know, they were a Siebel customer, and you know, Siebel runs their tellers, all use the Siebel software. They're not going to touch that. But what they wanted to do was extend, you know, a web presence for their customers, and it was a very reasonable project. It was about 3 or 4 guys for 3 or 4 months, and it was basically to build, you know, 8 or 9 web pages that allowed existing customers, not even new ones, to add new accounts to their portfolio. So what they did is they exposed some services in Siebel, wired them up with Bipple, and built Java Server Faces on the front end. And it was really good. They were learning Java Server Faces. They were learning what you know, services they needed and really how to shape their business processes. And it was very well defined and allowed them to sort of grasp that and get success, get the learning process so that they could take that and then continue to build off of it. So at the end, they had something functional that added value to their business, because their customers could now add new accounts without having to call them up. And at the same time, went through the learning process without biting off too much.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thanks.